2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road, and when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
President Carter, suffering from heat exhaustion, fell into the arms of...
And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd just run across Greenbow County. And I figured since I run this far...
Ew, how far can I run? It's Chris Uzinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio here on AM 800. It is just one of those incredible warm summer nights here in Southern Ontario. Good to be with you. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, we're the show all about kind of endurance sports and running and, you know, mostly running triathlons and cycling, but really it's all about kind of producing really fun running events. And that's what we do as an organization at Running Flat. And this show is really just to kind of take you through the journey of what it's like, kind of from our end and what the participants and what people find so really exciting about running and why, you know, if you think about it, why so many people are running more now than ever before. Well, the truth is anyone can run at any age, at any level, and they can get involved in this sport. And that's what's wonderful about it. And really, what is it? It's a pair of shorts, maybe some compression shorts, a little bit of your time with yourself and a good pair of shoes. And, you know, it's kind of like at that low entry level, you know, low cost of entry. It's not like you're going to go buy a new set of pings or, you know, go buy a boat or whatever you got to do. It's running is really inexpensive and you can do it on your own time, which is why it's such a beautiful sport. So last week we had our old friend, Paul Gross, who's the meteorologist from NBC in Detroit, with us, and we were kind of talking about mostly weather. And, you know, Paul's a really, really smart, bright, passionate guy when it comes to climatology and meteorology, and just a wonderful, we had a wonderful talk last week. So I really encourage you to go back and listen to that as a podcast. You can go to either runningflat.com/radio and just stream it off your computer, or you can go to iTunes and just, you know, take it off of Running Flat Radio. And, you know, don't forget there are 3 years worth of Running Flat podcasts there, from, you know, Meb Kavletsky to all kinds of wonderful people that we've met over the years, who, you know, love to talk about the sport that they're passionate about. This week is a really exciting show because this week we have, it's kind of like our Hockey Town 5K Red Wings special. Oh, and you're going to be hearing a lot of that. Thanks, Tom. You're going to be hearing an awful lot of that. That's, of course, the goal horn from the Joe Louis Arena. So this week, Jim Beaver from the Detroit Red Wings is going to join me. And we're going to go through kind of what you can be expecting from the Hockey Town 5K, which is going to take place this Saturday at the Joe Louis Arena. And this is the last year of Joe Louis Arena. So what's really exciting is we're kind of kicking it off with this wonderful 5K called the Hockey Town 5K. Starts at the stairs on Atwater, you know, by the waterfront, goes all the way down Atwater, curls around, comes back along the Riverfront Trail, the Riverwalk Trail, and, you know, and then ends on the ice of the Joe Louis Arena right at center ice. It's just such an awesome event. So, you know, Jim's going to join us about half past the hour to kind of answer your questions. I kind of went out to everyone today and said, hey, what are all your questions that you want to get answered about the race? So we've got a list of questions. So thank you very much for that. And one of the other things I want to do when I come back from the next break is I want to talk to you about what to expect from your first 5K. And we're going to have a guest on to kind of talk about that from the Running Factory, a local running store here. So we're going to talk about what to expect and then what to expect from the Joe Louis Hockey Town 5K that's happening. And then our good friend Ben Kaplan is going to join us, and he's going to be talking about getting back to school and getting back to training and getting serious about what you're doing. So all that in the next 50 minutes or so on Running Flat Radio. So let's talk really briefly about some of our Running Flat events that are coming up on tap over the next couple months. For those interested in a really interesting half marathon, the Pelee Island Winery half marathon is sold out, totally sold out. There are no more spots to it. It is in June of next year on an island in the middle of Lake Erie. I welcome you to check our Facebook page from time to time, because that's where people who all of a sudden become pregnant, or you know, have a wedding that day or a graduation that day that comes up, they'll just sell their bibs. So that's a great place to kind of connect with other runners and see if somebody's selling a bib and maybe some cottage space. Go to the Facebook page for the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. Some of the other races that we can talk about, obviously Hockey Town, we're going to talk about it later on in the hour, and Zombie Chase, our big family tradition here in Canada, that happens on the waterfront right under the bridge. Imagine that. It's all dark and the bridge lights up and across the water with Detroit. It's a fantastic looking race, one of our favorites, and it happens on Canadian Thanksgiving Saturday night. So, you know, you're kind of done with dinner and you don't want to sit around and listen to your relatives. Join the Zombie Chase. For more information about Zombie Chase, and it has always has this world-class medal. This year is like this severed hand coming out of a zombie logo. Glows in the dark. Really cool. You can go to runningflat.com and hit the Zombie Chase tile for more information about that race. But you know what? When we come back, we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about what you can expect in the in your first 5K right after these messages.
Hockey Town, it's a place where dreams are found. We fought so many battles here. Now we're the ones that they will fear. The cup resides within our town. We won't stop, no letting down. The cup is ours, we're all to drink. It's our town, let's rock this ring. Hey, Hockey Town, not alone, just look around.
Baseball season is in full swing. So we're taking $3 off 24-pack cans of Miller Lite, the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada. Save $3 on 24-pack cans of great-tasting Miller Lite at the beer store. Is Miller Lite the best-tasting light beer? There's only one way to find out. With the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada, it's Miller time. Ontario only for a limited time while supplies last. Trademarks used with permission of Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated. Don't drink and drive.
Why is great coffee important to McCafé? Because we understand it's important to you. McCafé believes a bean is the heart and soul of a great espresso, which is why we choose 100% fine Arabica beans from Central and South America and now Indonesia, ground fresh for every cup. Every McCafé specialty coffee is made with our new specialty coffee system. And everyone's favorite flavor is back this fall with our pumpkin spice latte, made with real pumpkin for a limited time. McCafé, a new way to cafe at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
Take to the skies and step into the world of flight. Aviation enthusiasts, the 4th annual Kids in Flight will be soaring above the Windsor Airport September 10th. With a squadron of thrilling aircrafts, activities, and events for the whole family, all to help the fight against childhood cancers and the Pediatric Oncology Group of Ontario. Sponsored by AM800. Join the AM800 A-Team at this family fun event that is free for all at the 4th annual Kids in Flight September 10th.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Now at Devonshire Mall, you can help support the Jumpstart Student Nutrition Program and win great prizes in our Snapchat promo. Visit DevonshireMall.com for details.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A heat warning remains in effect. Partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers overnight. Risk of a thunderstorm, the low of 22. A mix of sun and cloud for tomorrow. 40% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm with a high of 31. A humidex of 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. A 40% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm with a low of 23. Cloudy for Thursday, a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms, the high of 30.
Everyone loves cold cuts, so what about bold cuts? Ha ha! Introducing the new Italian Hero, available at Subway. Three classic Italian meats, spicy capicolo, savory mortadella, and succulent Genoa salami. Freshly prepared and layered over crisp veggies and melted Swiss cheese. Bold cheese. Assertive you will pay attention to me cheese. The new Italian Hero is a sandwich come true for deli lovers everywhere. And it's boldly and only available at Subway for a limited time at participating restaurants.
Traffic updates all afternoon long.
If there's any accidents, I can avoid them.
Plus, local news first.
Local news matters to me the most.
The Afternoon News on AM 800. Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. You know, I wanted to kind of talk more about what to expect in your first 5K, or as you're kind of building up to your very first 5K event, because the Hockey Town event is a very large event. And we have lots of first-time runners and walkers in this event. So I thought I'd give Kyle McCammon a call over at the Running Factory, which does a fabulous job here in Windsor of getting new runners involved in the sport and outfitting them and making sure that, you know, they're running properly. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm awesome. You?
Good. I'm doing well.
So, you know, let's talk about, you know, just for the next couple of minutes of really what runners, you know, should be expecting and what they should be doing, you know, to kind of prepare for race day for their very, very first 5K. You know, and I was thinking, really, you gotta keep your goals pretty simple. You know,
yes.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's all about finishing, and it's about enjoying the entire experience.
Especially for your first one, you want to make sure that the goal that you have in mind, you follow it all the way through. A lot of people, they, with the adrenaline, kind of race day, you get your race packet, you're pumped up, you're ready to roll. A lot of people, they try and take advantage of that adrenaline, and that surge at the beginning, you just take off, you're feeling free, it's amazing. That's great, but remember, over 5K, you have a goal that you want to complete, whether you have to walk, run, or whether you're walking. Remember that you're out there to have fun, and the volunteers and everyone that have taken their time to come and give you a hand and encouragement, remember to thank them, because it really means a lot. And as you're coming across that finish line, just all those minutes and hours that you spent out on the road, it all becomes much, very, very worth it.
Yeah, it's what you're working towards. It's what you're really working for, right?
Yes, so, exactly.
So, you know, a couple other things is that you should really know all about the race, the location, the route that you're going to be running on or walking on. You know, get all those kind of directions kind of straight in your head, including, you know, where do you park? Where do you park that morning? And you should also show up like an hour early before the race. You know, and it's not just necessarily to pick up your race kit, but really it's all about, you know, getting there, taking it all in, listening to the instructions, you know, meeting up with other people. I mean, there's a lot of social aspect that also occurs, you know, during that whole anxiety-filled hour before the race.
Oh, especially with a lot of races nowadays, there's a lot of emphasis on the pre and after parties. So whether you show up an hour before, an hour and a half, 2 hours before, there's going to be something for you to do. So it's not like you need to show up 5 minutes before your race, throw your shoes on, and get to the start line and go. You have time to go hang out with people, because honestly, especially from the Windsor area, there's a lot of groups, there's a lot of people that you meet and that you connect with, that most of them do the races. So you'll have some people to hang out with, do your warm up, make sure that you have your legs flushed out, that you are warmed up and ready to roll.
Yeah, another important thing is get your race kit early.
Oh, yes.
Get it early. And I mean,
takes a lot of stress off.
Oh my gosh, does it ever. So, you know, so for Hockey Town, we got Thursday pickup, we got Friday pickup, and if you paid for it, there's a Saturday morning pickup starting at 6 a.m.
I'd be there Thursday. I'll be honest, I'd be there Thursday.
100%. Because, you know, I was trying to explain this to someone. We don't really, at Running Flat, we hate race day pickup, only because of the anxiety we're going through trying to do a great race. We don't want to worry about the guy who shows up 10 minutes before race time to get him his bib.
I need it. I need my packet. That,
yeah,
kind of thing.
It's, right. And that's
not enjoyable for anybody at that point.
100%. And I'm so glad you say that. And so what we really want you to do is come early, get your kit, get your bib, get your pins.
Take a breather.
Ask the questions to us if you have questions for us. We're more than happy to answer them. And then, you know, there should be a big sigh of relief because, I've got my race kit. I'm ready now to show up to the event. park my vehicle or take the bus or whatever, however you're getting there. And then I don't have to worry about standing in line, making sure that all the information's correct. It's all done.
It's exactly. It's worry-free. You show up so long as you have your bib with you. I mean, you could forget your shoes. You got your bib. You could still run. I would really suggest not forgetting your shoes, but your time will be counted at the end.
Yeah. A really important thing that I think a lot of us overlook is rest. And, you know, because we all live really busy lives. But, you know, before that race, I mean, you want to rest the day before and you want to eat properly the day before.
Definitely. So for anyone doing a race on a Saturday, the Thursday night that you have to sleep, that's actually the night that matters the most. Friday with race night jitters and that kind of thing, a lot of people don't get a good sleep, which can come into effect if you're restless and nervous the whole night before. Set 4 or 5 alarms if you have to, but that day before, the Thursday night, and then if you're racing Sunday, the Friday night, those are the nights that your rest actually means the most.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people kind of forget that. They just want to just show up and do it, but the reality is it's all kind of a part of that process, and also part of that process is the night before. And it's kind of ritualistic for a lot of runners, is we kind of lay everything out on the bed. we put the bib with the pins on the singlet we're wearing, with the shorts, with the shoes underneath them, with the socks on them. Like, I mean, there is a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a traditional process to it somehow.
You forgot one step, though. Take the picture and you got to upload social media. Yeah. Honestly, it brings a lot of attention and more people, oh, look, what they're doing, this, that. That's how a lot of stuff is shared, too.
Yeah, because you don't want to forget something. And that's the reason why we ask you to, you know, do that on your own the night before. Just make sure you have everything. So when you wake up, and you, even if you wake up late, it's like, oh, no, like, you know, where's the right sock?
Already in your bag. You're good to go.
You're always good to go.
Yep.
And dress light. And,
yes.
You know, I guess when you think about it this way, think about that it's going to be 15 degrees warmer than it is. And that will kind of trigger you whether you want to go long sleeve or short sleeve, or whether you want to go tights or whether you want to go shorts. And that's kind of like the cutoff. Because, yeah, you're going to be a little chilly in the morning as everyone's kind of standing around. But really, once you start running and moving and, you know, sweating and really starting to burn up, that's when, you know, you're choosing the outfit to wear for that temperature.
For a lot of races, especially coming into the fall and that, you know, for our Learn to Run clinic, for people doing a 5 or in the group 3 and 4, the 10K, it is chilly that morning. Generally, I mentioned bringing what they call a throwaway layer. So something that you, is an old piece of material or something from Value Village, something like that, that you can toss. Because a lot of times the tossed clothing actually does get donated back to the missions and that kind of thing. So you're also helping quite a bit as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of topics that I know that are controversial that we talk about. One being headphones.
Mm.
I mean, I always recommend no headphones on a race course as an RD for a lot of reasons. One is I've already programmed that race course for you, which means there's entertainment, there's lots of cool stuff to look at, and I would rather you not have headphones that are going to distract you from what we're trying to distract you with.
on take your mind off it.
Right, on the course.
Yeah.
The second major argument and bitch that I have about this is that you cannot hear someone coming up from behind you when it comes to a turn or a tight area of the course that's running, and you put them in danger as they're trying to pass you. Or our marshals who are trying to bring in, let's say, a lead runner from another race that's on the same course, like we do at Le Choc a lot. And with headphones, you can't hear them coming, nor can you hear an emergency if it's on its way down the course as well, or even an evacuation notice in case something's going on the course that's happened as an emergency, and we need to notify you of that.
It does pose a challenging situation, yeah.
It's about health and safety. I got to tell you all the time, and I keep talking to runners about it. It's about health and safety.
Oh, yeah. And nowadays, there are headphones out there that allow ambient noise and that kind of thing. You're still distracted with the in your piece, like you said, you have stuff scattered throughout the course to entertain and take your mind off of what you're doing or why you're doing it. You're out there, you're having fun. That's the goal.
Exactly. So, you know, I got a couple other things, because really the big thing about race morning is the anxiety and fighting the anxiety. You know, the jitters, the butterflies, whatever you want to call it, you know, kind of when you're in the start chute and everyone looks like, everyone thinks they're sizing each other up, and they're not. Really, it's about you. It's not about them. So a couple things. One is, don't try anything new on race day. And that goes for any race, marathon, half marathon, ultra, 5K, miler. It doesn't matter. Don't do anything new, which means the shorts you trained in, the singlet you trained in, no new food and nutrition. I mean, it's really critical that you've already proven something out. Don't try something new and wacky and improved just because it's race morning.
A lot of truth to that.
Yeah. You know, one of the other things that'll help you with anxiety is getting the race kit early, because now that's one less thing you got to worry about. One other thing about anxiety is getting there early. Now, people think, oh, if I get there early, then it's just the anxiety is going to build. But it's not. It's about getting acclimated to what's happening around you. So make sure you get there early and don't overdress. That's always a big thing about anxiety and getting people ready for races. Hey, really quick, what's new at the Running Factory?
We got a lot new at the Running Factory, actually. A couple months ago, we had a couple new suppliers, Under Armour, North Face. Skechers, yes. Yeah. Huge, a lot of buzz over the Skechers. We do have quite a few of their models in stock available for special order as well. If you haven't come by the store since renovation, we had a big renovation in February, gutted, replaced. It's spick and span, brand new.
It does look awesome. It really does.
Thanks.
It really does.
They did a good job.
And any Run to Learn clinics coming up?
Yeah, so our next Learn to Run clinic is going to be September 12th, and that's going to run for 9 weeks. Basically, it's a beginner clinic. Those that are just starting out or have been running, looking to hone in on a goal or wanting to learn a little bit more about the sport itself. It's a great opportunity to meet other runners in and around your same experience level and kind of grow together and learn to love running together.
Awesome. Kyle, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris. It's been a blast.
All the best. Keep running, man.
You too.
Kyle McCammon joins us from the Running Factory here in Windsor, Ontario, a local running store. And I really, no matter where you're listening, we have listeners from all over the world that podcast this show. Go to your local running store, support them. They're experts. You know, you're going to get so much information and so much valuable experience from them. It's going to save you a lot of heartache when you're running and training. You've been listening to Running Flat Radio. When we come back, Jim Beuer from the Detroit Red Wings joins us. After the news break.
Putting you in the middle of the conversation.
First time callers, love your show. I'd like to thank you for all your hard work.
AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Local news first. Everything you need for your drive home. The afternoon news on AM 800 CKLW.
Coming up on the next show, a look at issues affecting Canadians at 4:20 with National Affairs Specialist Evan Solomon. And then at 5:20, we'll learn about Medical Apprentice, an event for new med students here in Windsor.
Local news, weather, traffic, and sports. The afternoon news. Weekdays 3 till 6 on AM 800.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
Provincial police are investigating a two-vehicle crash in Tecumseh. It happened around 5:30 this afternoon at Baseline Road and the 11th Concession. Two people were sent to hospital, but the extent of their injuries is unknown. Windsor police have laid charges against an Essex man after officers found a handgun, ammunition, and drugs during a traffic stop. Police were called to Rose Court near Joe St. Louis late Friday afternoon for a call about an impaired driver. The officer spotted the handle of a handgun sticking out of a lunch bag on the passenger seat, and 40 rounds of ammunition and a glass pipe with methamphetamine were also seized. LaSalle Mayor Ken Antea says he's shocked and disappointed the town's new director of culture and recreation has accepted another position. Beth Geniak was to start today, but informed officials yesterday that she's taking a job with a not-for-profit agency. She would have replaced Terry Fink, who retired at the end of June. Harvesting Freedom, a campaign that's been launched by Justice for Migrant Workers. The group says the current seasonal agriculture worker program leaves migrant workers vulnerable to poor working conditions and tied to one employer. The campaign is calling for permanent immigration status for migrant workers. In sports, Tigers and White Sox played the second game of their three-game series in Chicago tonight. First pitch goes in about 40 minutes' time. Jays and Yankees in action in New York right now. Toronto leads it by a score of 1-0, heading to the bottom of the second. Weather-wise, possible showers, risk of a thunderstorm overnight. Right now in Windsor, it's 30 Celsius, 86 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Father Winter here. Brrr, enjoying that icy draft through your home?
No draft here, thanks.
Really?
Yeah, Union Gas fixed it all up, free.
The Home Weatherization Program. We install insulation and provide other energy-saving upgrades to income-eligible households.
So, no cold spots?
Nope.
Nowhere?
Nope.
All good?
Yep.
Cut your energy bill by up to 30% for free. Apply online at uniongas.com/weatherization.
Okay, fine.
Holiday Beach Conservation Area in Amherstburg is once again ready for the Great Migration Celebration, Hawkfest 2016. Check it out this Saturday and Sunday as thousands of hawks migrate overhead. Experience the best place in Canada to witness this spectacular migration of raptors. Free hikes, live bird demonstrations, and workshops throughout the event. Plus, if you can't make it, there's always next weekend, sponsored in part by AM 800. Visit irca.org/birding for more information.
When you are able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And we do talk about it all. Chris Uzinski here. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. Now it's time to bring in our good friend Jim Bewer from the Detroit Red Wings. Jim is the director of event marketing and game presentation for the Wings, and we're here. We're gonna answer all your questions about the Hockey Town 5K. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks. It's Saturday. It's almost here.
Dude, I know. It's coming up so fast. I'm pumped. Got a lot of work before, but we'll be ready.
It's going to be great. You know, so just really quickly, let's just go through what the runners who are registered for this event, for the live event at the Joe, can expect. Race kit pickup will take place at Hockey Town Authentics in Troy.
Yes.
And that's on East Big Beaver Road, 1845 East Big Beaver Road. And it starts at 3 p.m., goes till 8 p.m. on Thursday, and noon till 8 on the Friday. All bibs that are there and that aren't picked up will go over on Saturday morning to the race kit pickup in the parking lot next to the Joe Louis Arena, and that's where you can pick them up if you didn't claim them on the Thursday and the Friday. And there's also like the $5 fee, and if you did not pay the $5 fee during your registration process, you can pick them up there and just pay us the $5 to do that. So, and I think
cash.
And I think it's critical, because what ends up happening is people go, well, if I don't make it on Thursday and Friday, does that mean they're gone? No, they're not gone. They've gone to the Joe. So you can still pick them up, but there's a fee for that. And I just want to make that perfectly clear to everybody.
Yep, we'll be in the Riverfront parking lot for that. It's the parking lot adjacent to the Olympic Club entrance, right along the water there. And we'll have plenty of volunteers to help direct you into that lot.
Absolutely. So the event starts at 6 a.m. for the race kit pickup in that lot. The Joe opens up at 8 a.m. for spectators to come. And the race starts right at 8 a.m. And goes on the course and then comes back into the Joe. Is one of the questions I got is, are strollers allowed on the course? The answer is no. There are no strollers allowed on the course. But the follow-up question was, are they allowed inside the Joe Louis Arena if you're a spectator?
Which is yes. The answer to that question is yes. So if you're here there to watch your loved one run, you can definitely bring your stroller on into the Joe for the after party until noon.
Yeah. And can you also define, Jim, what the after party consists of to the listeners?
Yeah. So once you finish, again, to get into the Joe, whether you're a spectator or just want to come down and be a part of the festivities, even if you're not running, The jail will be open, free admission. We're just opening the doors starting at 7:45 a.m. Until noon. And then you can watch all the runners finish on center ice at the jail. And then everybody's going to go up into the concourse after for an after party. As part of the after party, we're bringing down the four championship banners that we won while we were at Joe Louis Arena. So 96, 97, 02, and 08.
Nice.
We'll hang those in the concourse so you get your picture with. You will be able to tour the Red Wings locker room. We're shutting that down from 10 to 12. We will have it open for guests to tour the locker room. We'll also have just a plethora of interactive games for kids and adults of all ages to, you know, test their slap shot or their shooting accuracy. We'll have balloon twisters, face painters, characterists, all throughout the concourse as well. And finally, we'll have some autograph signings. So from 9:30 to 10:30, Mickey Redmond and Joe Koser will be signing autographs.
Nice.
And from 10:30 to 11:30, Alex Delvecchio and Larry Murphy will be signing from 10:30 to 11:30. So we'll have some autograph signing as well.
And that's up in the concourse of Joe Louis Arena.
Correct. So the whole festival itself is going up is in the concourse. The ice level will just be for finishers. You'll get your medal on the ice and then be directed up into the concourse for that after party until 12.
Right. So, you know, kind of talking about, you know, being in the seats and the stands, I have a question here from Stacy. She says, my son is running the race. He's 16. I'm concerned about being able to meet up with him after the race. Will we have access to meet up? You know, kind of how many people are running and how does this all work? So, you know, look, Stacy, you're going to see him enter the Joe Louis Arena, cross the finish line, and then come into the area where he gets his medal. He gets a Powerade. You know, from Meyer's, you know, granola bar, bananas. We have, you know, even some fresh tomatoes. We got all kinds of really cool stuff for people to get. And then he's going to have to go up into the stands via, you know, the boards going up the stairs. So he's either going to go left or he's going to go right. So, you know, I would work that out with your loved ones to go left or go right and then meet him on that side of the arena.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it, Chris. As soon as you cross the finish line, just kind of direct them, hey, when I cross that finish line, I'm going to take the entrance to the right up to the stands or to the left. And that way your loved one can kind of focus on that main area that they're going to be funneling through.
Yeah. You know, one of the other questions we got too, you know, Jim, which is kind of really interesting from Randy, was about lightning. He goes, what happens if there's inclement weather and lightning that morning? And here's the bottom line. First off, last week we had our good friend Paul Gross, the meteorologist from NBC, from Channel 4 on with us. And we worked with Paul for it's got to be 6 or 7 years now, regarding, you know, the meteorology around our races. If it's raining, we're going to have a wet run. We're going to be running, my friends. If it's raining, even if it's windy, we're going to do this. If there is lightning or a chance of lightning during that 1 hour period of the race, we're not going anywhere. And that's just an issue of public safety that we work on constantly, and we work with the police department, and we work with you know, the security staff of the Joe Louis Arena and everyone else. We all work together on this. But it's all about your safety as a participant and the volunteers and the staff, and that comes first before everything else.
Yeah, so, well said. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a couple other questions regarding, there were two packages that you could have purchased when you registered for the Hockey Town 5K. One was the grind line, which was simply, you know, the bib and the registration for the race. And then there was a production line package that was an upgrade that allowed you to purchase two tickets to a preseason hockey game. And, you know, one of the questions was from Jordan. Talked about him and his wife had registered for the package, and they realized that they had chosen the wrong game because they now have to work that day that they chose for the game to be on. And the reality is, when you come to Race Kit Pickup, we'll be able to help you and kind of direct you to the ticketing office folks who can help you out with all those questions regarding tickets. I don't know if you got anything more you want to add to that. Hey, Jim, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. Sorry.
Yeah. and really, when you know, it's the folks at ticketing at the Joe Louis Arena who could really help you out. And we'll give you all that contact information so you can work all that stuff out, not to worry about it. This is a very, very important event, kind of kicking off the last year of the Joe Louis Arena. Can you tell us about the rest of the year, what you guys have got planned?
Yeah, so we really want to give fans, anytime they step into the Joe this year, the opportunity to relive those memories that they had coming to our facility. You know, whether they were a kid growing up with their parents seeing their first hockey game, or, you know, anytime they've been there from, you know, when we opened until this year. So every time you, and so we want to start that off with a bang, and what better way to give people an opportunity to cross center ice and get a Joe Luce Arena commemorative medal for that race. But all throughout the year, even when you come to a game, we're going to have, it's going to be inundated with Red Wings alumni, highlight videos, different ceremonies that will honor all the different famous moments that happened at Joe Luce Arena. Not even just in Red Wing history, but also, you know, the Republican convention with Reagan was held there, and some of the amazing concerts that we've had there. So there is just some fantastic memories we'll relive all throughout the year. And we'll, you know, we haven't even announced them yet. All yet. Well, there'll still be some more that we'll be rolling out later on in the season. Just with some fantastic events that we've got planned. Just so we make sure that at the end of the day, we want to send the Joe out in style, and then give everybody that opportunity to have one last memory with the arena.
It's so bittersweet, isn't it? I mean, the Joe has so many memories, like a family member. And then there's this brand new state of the art facility that's just so exciting, right? About the future. I mean, how do you guys deal with that?
Yeah, it's been a fun year, but definitely a year that we're gonna try and live every day as best we can, and just remember and kind of take it all in as much as we can. Because, you know, while at the same time, while we're planning for this final year at the arena, we're also planning for the brand new Little Caesars Arena coming down the pipe next year. So, you know, we're trying to live as many memories as we can this year, but we've got some fun things coming with that new arena. And at the same time, you're going to see a lot of history. It's kind of our big thing, is making sure that we always honor our past as we celebrate the future. But we do want to make sure that when you come into that new arena at Little Caesars Stadium, the Little Caesars Arena, you're going to be able to still relive those memories of Joe Luce Arena, of Olympia Stadium. And so everywhere you step inside that new arena, you'll see some sort of memorialization of that past.
And create some new ones.
Very much so.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, thanks for joining us. It's only a couple days away, my friend.
I know, Chris.
We're excited,
ready, man. It'll be fun. I can't wait for everybody to come down and be part of this event.
Thanks, Jim. All the best.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
Thank you. Jim Buehr is the director of event marketing and game presentation for the Detroit Red Wings, joins us tonight. I hope that answers all of your questions for the Hockey Town 5K. But now it's time for Song of the Week. Song of the Week is that song though that's always brand new. We choose it every week for you to kind of throw into your mix for your workout. This is a band called I Prevail with Stuck in My Head on Running Flat Radio.
Thank you. think I want to start saving more money. It's one thing to say it,
but another to put your plan into action.
Learn how to save more and spend less. Listen to the Clark Howard Show on AM 800.
Whether you're saving for retirement, a college fund, or
maybe that boat you've been eyeing, the Clark Howard Show can teach you how.
With practical tips and logical advice that you don't want to miss out on.
Listen right here on AM 800.
The Clark Howard Show, weekdays from 1 until 3.
We're here in your pleasantly snug dorm room. But don't worry, there's room for all the huge deals you're going to get at the Best Buy Labor Day sale. With offers in every department, including laptops starting at $189.99. Then you can put your HD flat screen on this wall. Laptop by the mini fridge. Smartphone by your blender. Yeah, that'll work. Don't miss the Best Buy Labor Day sale until Thursday in store or online at bestbuy.ca. And... there's room for a subwoofer.
The 6th Annual Wheels Unwind Car and Motorcycle Show this Saturday. 5,300 to 5,900 blocks of Wyandotte Street East. An epic display of classic cars, kids zone, and activities, silent auction, and showcase your prize vehicle. Presented by the Old Riverside BIA. Visit oldriversidebia.com.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a TV? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deppermans.
Now the forecast from the AMA Headed Weather Center. A heat warning remains in effect. Partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers overnight. Risk of a thunderstorm. The low of 22. A mix of sun and cloud for tomorrow. 40% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm with a high of 31. A humidex of 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. A 40% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm with a low of 23. Cloudy for Thursday, a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms, the high of 30.
Hi, I'm Danica from TELUS. How can I help you?
I want to get my son a new phone for school so that he can stay in touch.
How about a Samsung Galaxy S7? It starts at $0.
Does it come with a guarantee that he'll call his mother?
No, but it does come with $200 in accessories if you trade in any device.
Sweet. His mother will be thrilled.
Get the Samsung Galaxy S7 starting at $0 on select two-year plans at TELUS. Offer available in-store only.
For back-to-school savings, Sears always makes the grade. Turn homeroom heads with these amazing deals happening now. Lunchtime is more fun with their favorite characters on licensed lunch bags from just $4.99 and licensed backpacks from $9.99. Save 50% on all other backpacks at Sears. Shop everything for back to cool in-store, plus check out our online catalog and more at Sears.ca.
Going back to school, going back to Sears, that's cool.
Song of the week on Running Flat Radio. I Prevail with the song Stuck in My Head here on Running Flat.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
And welcome to the show, my dear friend Ben Kaplan, editor-in-chief of iRun magazine. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, feeling good, man. How about yourself?
I am feeling wonderful. I'm a little bit of a plantar fasciitis rearing its ugly head this morning. But, you know, it's because I'm not working the core and I'm not doing anything to fix it.
Yeah, that's a common, that's a plague afflicting many of us.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, it's back to school.
Right.
So it's like back to business, right?
Right.
I mean, and really that's what we want to talk about today.
Okay, I like it. So it's, you know, so the kids get a new lunchbox and a new backpack, and they come in on the first day, and they walk over there and they get ready to begin, right? So how do you do it? How does a runner get themselves started and reoriented?
How do we do it, Ben?
Okay, well, I think the first thing I would do is look under the roster of events that you and folks like yourselves do for the community, because I think what helps is have some sort of goal in mind. So you're not just like, okay, I want to run. I want to be a runner. Well, okay, how? What does that mean? Well, so why don't you say, we're at what, September 7th, so probably, you know, in October or something, let's say, find a 5K, you know, something that you can do to sink your teeth in, so that in the back of your mind on a Tuesday night when it's, you know, 7:51 and it's hard to get out, well, it's like, oh, I have that 5K coming up in the middle of October that Azinski puts on, you know, I better get my rear in motion.
Yeah, you know, it's always about goal setting, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think for any runner who actually wants to improve themselves, they have to set goals and set them higher and push themselves more. Good programs are always great to work on, but you always got to have that spring marathon, half marathon, or 10K. Same with that fall. It's almost like bookshelves, right? And having bookends in your season and your training programs.
It's fun too. I mean, when people tell me that running is boring, I always say you're doing it wrong, because there's nothing to go to these events, and I don't want to say necessarily compete in these events, but to participate, let's just say, you know, to drink it in. But to get out there in your sneakers and you put on your bib and you get out there and you with however many people, 500 or 5,000 or whatever it is, like-minded souls, and you know, some are thin, some are thick, some are old, some are young, but you're all out there doing
shapes and sizes, all shapes and sizes, and it's always incredible to me when I talk to potential sponsors around the country, and you know, they think, oh, it's a running race, so it's all about, you know, little guys in singlets holding their watches at the start line.
Right.
And I'm going, no, we're two-thirds women, you know, two-thirds 35 to 55.
Yeah.
You know, we're all shapes and sizes, ladies and gentlemen. There is none of that. Get that stereotype out of your head.
I mean, it's the front 2%, you know, and then the 98% that composes you and me and everybody else, you know, we're not going to the Olympics. But if you go into these events, it is a celebration of your training. So, you know, you take 7 weeks, let's just say. So for 7 weeks, I'm going to have one Oreo instead of four. You know, because when I start dialing in, this is how I do it. In fact, how I do it more specifically, if I'll just say, I'll also cut out the alcohol.
What?
Just because, well, you
what?
Know, if I, you know, I have two or three beers, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, give me the chips, you know, and the whole thing just cascades from there. And that really is fine, because I don't want to walk around town with like a sneaker up my butt and be just, you know, because you can get a crusty attitude. So that doesn't last for me for 12 months. But when the season starts, you know, I like to kind of slim down a little bit, and you know, just I'll get a salad on the side of my burger instead of french fries, little things, you know what I mean? But like, you know, just to get it in my mindset that okay, it's the season now, so you know, it's back to school, back to running.
So healthy mind, healthy body.
Yeah, and you know, you don't want to give yourself, you know, the key thing to do is, and a lot of times this happens with folks, is you shoot for the moon too soon and you give yourself something that you can't possibly fulfill. Okay, if you haven't started going yet, you're not going to run a marathon in the middle of October. Or if you do, it's going to be a miserable experience if you're not, you know, you haven't been practicing. So, okay, you don't need to do the marathon in October. Do a 10K, you know, get yourself going and enjoy it. Don't make it this thing that's this arduous cramming, you know, and you're miserable and you can't, I don't know, whatever it is. I don't know. You can't have a glass of wine on a Thursday with the girls after work because you're so wound up. I mean, you know, you got to find a system that will last. So you're not just going for your 5K in the middle of October, but you're also sort of like, okay, once I hit the 5K in October, then I'm going to move on and do a 10K in December. And then we'll see what you're made out of. Because then if you could keep it going through then, by the spring, then you're talking, you know, you put a couple of months under your belt.
So you must have a list of things that people need to kind of get in order to really get motivated and go back at it?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I would do is try to find an event, you know, something that makes sense.
Yep.
For me. The next thing I would do is find somebody else who's doing it.
Mm.
It becomes such a different experience when you do it with someone. And
find your Thelma to your Louise.
There you go, man. There you go. I mean, and that person, I mean, it's funny because the person rotates, but the experience doesn't. I mean, that becomes my best friend for the season. you know, you end up going through this sort of boot camp together, and you keep each other honest, and you get out there, and you're training for it together, and it's really cool.
Yeah, you commiserate a lot as
you
well.
You commiserate, yeah, and you shoot the,
Yeah, exactly. This is commercial radio. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. So I get an event, I get a buddy, you know, someone you like, someone that you want to go through this experience with. I check out my stuff. You know, do you have what you need? It depends how experienced you are and how much disposable income you may have. But it's not unrealistic to get yourself refitted for a pair of shoes. You know, it's an obvious place to begin. You don't need moon boots. We're not running through lava. Nope. You know, you're probably not going to put 17,000 miles in the Sahara on these bad boys. You don't have to go crazy. You could go to Winners or wherever it is. But, you know, if you want to treat yourself, just like my five-year-old got herself a new dress, a new backpack, and got herself spiffy for the first day, you want to give yourself a little treat. If you think that'll keep you motivated, by all means, now's a good time to do it when you restart.
Yeah. And gear, as we're going into the fall months, the winter months, it's now time to start looking at, you know, longer tights, thicker tights, longer sleeves, different layers.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, if you really want to take it, I mean, it helps to have a watch. I mean, I think the new Fitbits, you can pretty much get good stuff now for, you know, a 125 or something like that will really pretty much get you what you need. I mean, all I really need is I like to know my distance. I like to know my pace. You know, your distance and your pace. If you could keep track of those two things, and a lot of people do this on their phone already, but it's, you know, and you can do it as a part of Runkeeper, or you can do it, you know, whatever the other, Strava's popular, these running communities, you know, that sort of stuff helps too, because if you really want to get advanced with it, you know, you could write it down on a piece of paper. So Tuesday I'm doing 7K, and Thursday I did 8K, and, you know, and write all that stuff down and keep track of yourself so you know how far you're going and how fast you're going. So by the time race day arrives, you can give yourself a sort of a realistic ballpark of what your expectations should be for your finish.
Or you can run au naturel as well.
And God bless you if you do. Au naturel is all good. I mean, it's good to have a little underwear on or some kind of thing. You know, we don't want anyone getting arrested. It's a great sport, but let's keep it clean.
Or what I really mean is technology free. You can take it any which way you want to. Thanks, Ben, for joining us this week.
I appreciate it, my brother.
Ben Kaplan is the editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine, and he joins us every week here on Running Flat Radio. Special thanks to my guest, Kyle McCammon from the Running Factory, and my other special guest, Jim Bewer from Detroit Red Wings, speaking to us live from the Joe Louis Arena. For information about the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon in 2017 that is sold out, or Hockey Town, or even Zombie Chase, which is open right now, you can check us out on our Facebook pages, or go to runningflat.com. And really just kind of thanks for allowing us to be with you. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. And thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company in your run, your walk, or your workout. We'll be back in 7 days. So until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.